My name is Drake Davis, and I'm in an agricultural mechanics proficiency, which is I went for a STAR placement, and what my proficiency was for restoring antique tractors, and I did that for 4 years while being a high school student. And as I was doing the restorations for my dad for his own business, I was actually going to school at the same time. And then after I graduated and competed in an FFA contest for 4 years, I made third place at a national level, and I also made second place at a national level my last year. And then I moved to college, which was a big step, being able to learn about the CNH technology, the Case New Holland program, learning about the newer equipment, learning about the GPS systems and the newer engines. And someday after I graduate, I've already graduated college and I'm working full-time now, and someday after I am done working full-time and get a little older and get a little get a little bit more, broaden my shoulders to be able to get more experience, and then I want to be able to start my own restoration business someday, or even teach at a Hy-Vee Tech or a community college, and to be able to teach other kids what I've learned and to be able to give back to the FFA someday.
What is something you've learned from doing all of this?
Something that I've learned is major public speaking skills. I was that little 7th and 8th grader that was always hidden in the back corner, didn't really want to say anything, didn't really want to talk, and if it wasn't for FFA, I wouldn't have been able to speak in front of anybody. FFA has changed my whole life, and now I love speaking. And at my college, I was in the honors banquet, and I actually gave a 10-minute speech in front of 150 students, and I just gave my life story of how I got started and how I joined FFA and how FFA has changed my whole life.
How does it feel to get this award?
This award is completely amazing because I've been working for this for a very long time, and I'm just very, hard work pays off, and some of the stories that they've said today on how about hard work and I can and we will is just a really good motto to live by, and just be able to go strong and live on and be able to go to the next level. It's always one of those things, I can go further, and that's what I want to live by, and this award's definitely helped me along the way, and just being a part of FFA is a wonderful achievement, and being able to be a part of this great organization.
Do you have advice for any other FFA members wanting to do something similar?
Some of the advice would be to keep moving forward, never stop. If you get broken down, get back up and continue with what you're doing. There's always going to be downfalls, and the only way you're going to get over them is if you get back up and keep on going. And that's one of the biggest things is that I would give. And while in my FFA career, I've had made a lot of mistakes, and you're going to continue making mistakes. That's the way you learn. That's the only way you're going to learn. And you live by those mistakes, and you make those mistakes into something good. So one big thing is just keep moving forward.